Now, let me just give you the last thought. What is it that takes you away from familiarity and brings you into the realness and reality of your faith? And there's nothing I can tell you that will do that like the Word of God. It's the study of the Bible. I know this could be a little convicting to some of you, but someone sent this to me this week. It's called The Diary of a Bible. And you have to understand, this is like the Bible is talking here. The Bible has written its own diary about the Bible's life. So I'm going to give you a couple of pages out of the diary of the Bible. January 15, been resting for a week. A few nights after the first of the year, my owner opened me, but no more. Another New Year's resolution gone wrong. February 3rd, owner picked me up and rushed off to Sunday school. February 23rd, cleaning day, dusted and put back in my place. April 2nd, busy day. Owner had to present the lesson at a church society meeting. Quickly looked up a lot of references. May 5th, grandma's in town, back in her lap, a very comfortable place. May 9th, she let a tear fall on John 14. May 10th, grandma's gone, back in my own place again. May 20th, baby born. They wrote his name in one of my pages. July 1st, packed in a suitcase, off for a vacation. July 20th, still in the suitcase. Almost everything else is gone, but I'm still here. July 25th, home again. Quite a journey, though I don't know why I went. August 16th, dusted again and put in a prominent place. The minister's coming for dinner. August 20th, owner wrote grandma's death in the family record and left his extra pair of glasses between my pages. December 31st, owner just found his glasses. Wonder if he'll make any resolutions about me for the new year. The diary of a Bible. Sometime I hear people say, what you need in your life is the Bible. The Bible will take care of your problems. That's not true. This book is not going to help you at all. It's the reading of the Bible that takes care of your problems. I know some people think it's the Bible. That's why they put it around in prominent places in their house. And they look at it as they go out the door. Some of them, when they go out of church, I don't know why they think this is a good place for it. They put it up on the back window as in the car. And it stays there for a whole week. It's like they're advertising to the whole world, I'm a Bible person. But unfortunately, the Bible never gets out of the back window. Now, I know I've quit preaching and gone to Medlin, so I'm going to quit here in just a minute. But I just want to tell you something. Listen to me. This book won't help you unless you open its pages and let it work in your life. The only way you can get past the outwardness and the nuances of faith that's familiar to you is to get into the Word of God for yourself and find the truth in God's Word to help you grow.